Not long ago, there were these three brothers. But two of these brothers prided themselves on their wit and their intelligence. Oh, yes, they were very, very smart. They were bright. One was really good at math things. He could make computations all day long, and every time he was always right. The other could read. He loved to read anything he got his hands on. Well, the youngest brother, he was a bright young man, too. But he was bright in a different kind of way. You see, he was really, really good with his hands. He could make instruments. But his brothers, they would tease him. They would say, Isu, you know, if it wasn't for us, you might as well just take your head and stick it in the ground. They would laugh at him, but he never got angry. He was big and he was strong, and he would look at his brothers and he would stand as he towered over them. He said, you know, brothers, one day you are going to dance to the sound of my drum. And they would say, what is this stupid thing that you always see? We're going to dance to the sound of your drum. Well, one evening, their mother, she told the boys to go and bring her back some berries from the forest. She gave them all a sack. She said, now listen, don't be talking and don't get distracted. Go and come right back as fast as you can. Well, they all went one, two, three, and they went walking and walking and walking until they came to the place where there were berries all abound, and they began picking and picking and picking and picking, and the sacks were full. But as they were walking, they weren't paying attention to where they were going. And the sun was about to go down, and one of the brothers said, well, if we try to navigate through the dark, we might get lost. So let's just set up camp here and leave in the morning. Well, they all agreed. Well, they made a little shelter. Two of the brothers, they sat outside. The youngest one, he got inside. Well, just as they were about to go to sleep, they heard something stirring around in the bushes. Up jumped a whole pack of lions. They were walking upright like men. And one of the lions, who was the head lion, he stepped up and said, what was I gonna say? Oh yeah, whose berries are these? And one of the brothers said, they're his. And the other one said, they're his. No. I'm gonna ask you again. Whose berries are these? They said, they're your berries. Oh, that's what I figured. Now turn your head around and you better not pay attention to which direction I'm going, because if I see you turn around, I'm going to eat you. Well, the lions, they picked up the berries and they went trudging on into the forest. The brothers, they quickly went into the shelter and they awoke their young brother. They said, man, you better wake up, man. Do you know what we just got finished doing? We were out there rumbling, man. It was about 20 lions. You should have seen us. I was fool. I grabbed one by the throat and put him in a headlock and twisted him over, and another one jumped on my back and I, bam, punched him in the eye and kicked one in the face, and we were just rumbling and we were fighting and you were in here sleeping. It's just all your fault. He said, what do you mean my fault? You should have been out there to help us. He said, how can three of us defeat lions, and if they were as tough as you all say? Well, what are we going to do? What are we going to do? What are we going to do? He says, I have a plan. I'll tell you what, we have to take the berries back to mother. We came to find what mama said to get, and what our mother wants, she always gets. So I'll tell you, one of you go into the forest and bring me back an animal skin, a goat skin. That would be perfect. I'm going to cut down a small tree and make a cylinder for a drum, and then I'll tell you what to do. So that's what they did. Well, they picked the berries, and the one brother, he made this drum big enough for both of the brothers to get inside along with the berries. Like I said before, he was big and he was strong. Well, he told the first brother to get in. Boop, the first brother jumped in. He told the second brother to get in. Boop, the second brother jumped in. He sealed it with the skin. He took those berries and he tied them up and put both of those sacks on
two shoulders, and then he took his, put it on the other shoulder, and then he began trudging. Now, in his hand, he had the drum, and there was another instrument that he loved to take with him all the time. It's called a dundun, an imbira, and a bamboo instrument that you pluck with your thumbs. And he went walking, and as he was walking, he was singing. I came to find what mama said to get, 'cause what mama wants, my mama gets. I came to find what mama said to get, what mama wants, my mama gets. And as he was walking, he saw the bushes slightly moving up ahead. Out jumped a whole pride of elephants. And the lead elephant stood up and said, "Where are you going?" And the brother said, "I'm going home."
"Oh, he's going home, y'all." "He's going home, yeah. Well, what is all that stuff in your hand?"
He said, "Oh, just some things that I'm taking home." "Well, what's that one right there?" And the elephant pointed to the dundun. He said, "This is a dundun." "Well, what's it for?" they all said. "What's it for? What's it for? What's it for?" He said, "It's just a little something, something that I have when I run into people whose feet are swollen because they're walking all day real hard. Boom, the boom, the boom, the boom. When I play this, it makes their feet feel as light as feathers."
"Well, let's hear it then."
And he began playing the doom doom. And they began to dance and dance and dance. And they said, "We like that.
We love that. That makes us feel so happy and make our feet feel like feathers.
Hey, if anyone bothers you, you just let us know. We'll deal with them."
Well, the brother, he strapped up his dundun, strapped up his bamboo instrument, strapped up his imbira, strapped up his drum, put the two bags of berries on one shoulder and the one bag of berries on the other shoulder. And he began walking. And as he was walking, he was singing. I came to find what mama said to get, 'cause what mama wants, my mama gets.
Said I came to find
what mama said to get, 'cause what mama wants, you know my mama gets. And as he was walking, up beyond him, he saw hyenas.
Oh, it was 5, 6 hyenas, and they were laughing.
They formed a circle around him, and the head hyena stepped up and said, "Where are you going?" And the youngest brother said, "I come from home, and I'm going home."
"Well, what are those things that you have in your hand? Can we eat them? Or can we eat you?"
He said, "These things? Oh, they're just my instruments." "Well, what are they for?"
"Hurry up and talk fast."
He said, "Well, this particular one right here, it's called the bamboo instrument. That's what I named it."
"Well, let us hear it." "What's it for?"
He said, "Well, I just play this instrument sometime when people are, you know, they're feeling just a little bit frisky, like they want to start some trouble with someone. I play this, and it's sort of like just, you know, relaxes them."
"Oh, let us hear that old thing. Let us hear it real quick, real quick."
And he started playing the bamboo instrument. And as he started playing, the hyenas began laughing and laughing and dancing around in circle. Oh, it was such a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful thing. And when he stopped playing, the hyenas, they smiled, and the head hyena said, "You are a nice fellow. If anyone bothers you, if anyone gives you any trouble, you come and tell us. We'll take care of them." Well, he strapped up his bamboo instrument, strapped up his dundun, strapped up his imbira, strapped up his drum,
He put the two bags of berries on one shoulder and the one bag of berries on the other. And he began walking and singing. I came to find what mama said to get. Cause what mama wants, you know my mama get. Said I came to find what mama said to get. Cause what mama wants, my mama gets. Well, you know what happened. A whole pack of leopards, they jumped out of a tree. Choo-choo, choo-choo, choo-choo. Said one of the leopards. Where are you going? And the brother said, I come from home and I'm going home. Well, what is that? All those silly looking things in your hand. Oh, these are my instruments. Let us hear it. What are they for? Well, this one right here is called imbira. I play this when people are feeling just a little bit tired. When I play this, it rejuvenates them, but also it puts them in a very tranquil state. Well, let us hear it. And he began playing. And as he played the imbira, the sound exhumed such a tranquil sound. Oh, it was just so, so wonderful. It was just, ooh, it was stupendous. It was great. It was spectacular. And those leopards, they danced and they danced and they danced on their toes. They danced and danced and danced on their heels. They jumped, they did flips. It was a wonderful thing. And when he stopped, they said, oh, that was nice. You have to do that again for some time. Hey, if anyone ever gives you any trouble, you just let us know. You're a nice fellow. Well, he strapped up his old mbira, his bamboo instrument, his dundun. He strapped up his drum. He put the two berries on one shoulder and the other big bag of berries on the other shoulder, and he began walking. As he walked, kept his mind on what he was supposed to do. He sang, came to find what mama said to get. What mama want, my mama gets. Came to find what mama said to get. What mama wants, you know my mama gets. Well, he was tired and he was just about home. When all of a sudden, this he heard the ground shaking, and all around him from the bushes, there were a whole pack of lions, a whole pride. There were big ones, small ones, skinny ones, large ones, and they were standing upright like men. Wow, he stood there. Three of the lions walked out to him. The one lion who was the biggest, he said, I kind of remember you. I remember there were two men in the forest that looked like you. Were they related to you? Yes, they were my brothers. Oh, they were your brothers, huh? Well, I see that you have berries on both shoulders, and we are going to take those berries. But before we take the berries, we're very curious as to what are these things that you have in your hand. Oh, well, these are instruments. Instruments, huh? Well, what is this one right here that you're walking with right here? And the lion pointed to the drum. He said, oh, this is just a drum. Why do you carry a drum? And where are you going? He said, I come from home and I'm going home. The reason why I play this drum is because when people are feeling angry or they're feeling aggressive or they're feeling like they want to bully other people, I play this drum. And every time I play this drum, people, they get happy. They're not violent. They're peaceful.
That won't work for us. Let us hear it.
And he began to play. Oh, as he played, the lions, they danced and danced and danced. They danced. Those lions danced so hard till they were tired, but oh, they felt so good. And the headline, he popped up, he said, "You know, you're a nice man. You're a really nice man. Sorry to give you trouble. We're going to escort you home, okay? Because you're a good man. If anyone gives you any flack, you just let us know. We'll take care of it, okay?" You're a good guy. He's a good guy. Well, they walked him home. Up above, he could see the people in his town. They stopped right on the edge of the town. Lions turned around and they walked away. Well, he put the drum down on the ground, put his instruments down on the ground, took his pocket knife, cut the head off of the drum, and the brothers jumped out. When the brothers jumped out, they grabbed, they hugged, they squeezed. They said, "Oh, never again will we disrespect you or diss you like that, man. We won't do that, G. You are our younger brother. We love you, we love you, we love you, we love you, we love you so much. Never again will we do that." Now, you know, he could have said, I told you you was going to dance to the sound of my drum. But he didn't do that. You know what he did? He just looked at him. And then he gave him a great big hug. Came to find what mama said to get, cause what mama wants, mama gets. Came to find what mama said to get, what mama wants, mama gets.